Hello and welcome to a video tutorial brought to you by tutvid.com. Here in this video tutorial, we're going to take a look at several interesting things. The main focus of this tutorial is creating a mouse cursor that, when prompted to, will blow into many little pieces. But we're also going to take a look at using some dynamic text as well in this tutorial. So if you don't know how to use dynamic text, this is at least one way you can use dynamic text. There are actually many ways. This is one way, one useful way. We're also going to take a look at creating a custom cursor. We're going to be replacing the user's cursor with a default cursor that's going to kind of match our explosion. And, let's just take a look here at this file. You can see my mouse is normally white, but when I roll over the document, it switches to this little black mouse, which is what we're going to be using. And then this dynamic text here says press the red area to blow up the cursor. When I press the red area, the cursor blows up, my cursor's gone, and then this other dynamic text up here pops up and says press the space bar to get the mouse back. When I press the space bar, that dynamic text goes away, and my mouse is back. I can click and blow it up again. Alright, so we're going to make all of that here in this video tutorial. Start out by creating a new file, new flash document. We're going to edit the size. We're going to make it 500 pixels wide by 300 pixels tall, and you can leave the frame rate at 12 frames per second. That ought to be just fine for our purposes. All right, so the first thing we need to do is draw our new cursor. What we're going to do is create a new layer, or we can just use the blank layer here, actually, instead of creating a new layer, and we're going to name this cursor new. Hit the enter key, and grab the rectangle tool, and we're just going to draw a rectangle out on the stage. I'm going to zoom in on it a little bit. I'm going to hold down the Alt key and pull an anchor point in there. We're going to stretch this anchor point up here, and we're going to stretch this anchor point across to cut off that anchor point on top. So we have this triangle here, kind of shaped like a cursor would be. Now what we're going to do is grab our line tool. Make sure you set the line to black. Matter of fact, select that shape, and I'm going to grab the color mixer here, and I'm going to set the fill color to solid black. It was just the darkest gray, not quite black. We want that to be full black. We're going to grab the line tool now, and we're just going to draw a straight line coming down out of that. We got to make it a tad bit longer than that. Let's try 10, or about 10. That looks pretty good. Let's try 8. There we go. Perfect. 8's what we're going to use. Now, obviously, this cursor is quite a bit larger than the cursor we have now. So what I'm going to do is select our stroke, hit Modify, Shape, Convert Lines to Fills. Now our cursor is going to be one solid piece. Just delete that little bit of whatever that was. Now, what I'm going to do is tip the cursor to about how tipped my cursor is. I'm just going to use my cursor kind of as a reference guide. Right there looks about correct. Now what I'm going to do is scale the whole thing down really small. So it's about the same size as my cursor as well. I'm going to put it at 100% just so I can make sure that I'm getting it the proper size. By the way, I hit Q to get my free transform tool. I'm holding Shift to constrain it. That's about the same size right there. It's pretty good. Alright, so once you've drawn your cursor just like that, select it and hit F8 to convert it to a symbol. We're going to convert it to a movie clip symbol, and we're going to call it new cursor. So this is now a symbol in our library. Now we're going to give this an instance name. We're going to call it cursor new. That new is with a capital N. That's going to be important later on because these instance names are case sensitive when you're referring to them using ActionScript. Okay, so I'm going to lock this layer and hide it, and we're going to create a new layer and give this layer the name Explosion. All right. Now, for this layer, actually, I'm going to unhide the cursor, and I'm going to put it on outline mode just so I can see it. I'm going to grab the ellipse tool. I'm going to select the explosion layer. I'm going to kill the stroke, set the stroke to none, and then I'm going to make a circle about the size of our cursor, just like that. Okay, you can see the cursor fits right there inside of our little circle. Now what I'm going to do is convert this to a movie clip, this circle. We're going to call this Explosion MC. I'm going to double click into it now, and I'm going to create 4 keyframes. All I did was I held down the Alt key or the Option key and just clicked and dragged over to the next frame, and it duplicates that as a keyframe. All right, duplicates that keyframe. Now what we need to do is make each of these look like, make the explosion look like it's getting worse. So with this frame, okay, number one, when it starts out, it's not going to be anything. Or you know what? We will. I take that back. We will make it look like something. We're going to use the lasso tool here. I'm using the lasso tool, and I'm basically cutting little chunks of this out. All right? You can see what I'm doing there. I'm just going to break this thing up into a bunch of pieces and just drag them away from the circle. All right? Don't worry about making it look too much like an explosion now. We're going to worry about that in just a second. Just cut into it, grab pieces, and just pull them away. Just like that. And you just want to kind of make jagged cuts. Pull it away, set it aside. Just like that. And right there. Smaller piece there, and this will be the last piece here. Alright, so we now have all these pieces, which will be our cursor, basically just exploding outward. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring them all into the center, try to keep them from touching. Oops. I'm just kind of putting them into some sort of place I can find for them. I'm going to move this one actually down and in. Don't worry about retaining the actual shape of a circle because our cursor isn't the shape of a circle, so I'm not too concerned about making sure that it looks just like a circle. I'm going to select this one here and delete it. I'm going to select this one here and just cut that one off that layer. So now as soon as our explosion is triggered, it's going to look like the mouse has shattered. I'm going to copy this frame now. Okay, so I just copied it using Alt, duplicate it to that frame too. And now we're going to move all these out a little bit. Alright, so we're just going to grab this one. I'm just going to move them up there, move this guy out here, move this one here. It looks like these guys got attached. Don't want that. Grab that lasso tool. Separate them. Bring him out. Bring him out. Bring this one out a little bit. Bring that one. Okay. So now the explosion starts in here. And then it goes out. And we're going to copy this frame over. Whoops. Brought up the actions palette. Don't do that. Hold the Alt key. Drag over. We're going to make these guys go a little further. I'm actually going to paste in that other piece that I had and throw that in over here. I'm going to drag this guy out. Move this one down. Gets a little tedious here, but it'll be worth it in the end. Bring this one out. I'm actually going to take this, duplicate it. Make it look a little different. Okay, so right there, our explosion has moved outward some. And the pieces are starting to D-shape. Whoops, didn't mean to do that. Come back into the third frame. All right, so we go out, and we got a little further, and we need to go out a little further yet. So we're going to hold down Alt, drag over, and we're going to bring the pieces out another, or a little further, I should say. I'm just going to use my mouse keys. Or not my mouse keys, my arrow keys. Mouse keys. Just like that. Grab these guys, bring these ones up. This guy, bring him over. And that one comes up and out. over, and down. All right, so right there we have our explosion. Now what we want to do is duplicate this one more time. And with this keyframe, we want to select all of the stuff and convert it to a movie clip symbol. So we're going to call this broken cursor. And now just hold down Alt and duplicate this frame out to about the 9th frame, just before the 10th right there. Okay, just out a couple frames and hit Create Motion Tween. And now select that last keyframe and select the movie clip. We're going to change the alpha to 0, but before we do that, I want to flatten out. I'm going to grab the Free Transform tool, hold the Alt key, and just squish this down so it looks like it's falling. Now select it and go to alpha and lower that to 0%. So basically what happens here is it shatters and then falls down. Just like that. Perfect. So we're going to go back to scene one. This is our little explosion. Actually, one thing we want to throw in here is create a new layer. Just name it AS for action script. And we're going to place a stop action at the beginning and the end. Real quick, let's just check out to see what this explosion looks like. You can see that the mouse is just basically going to blow apart and fall down. And if you are following along with this, you can up the frame rate. Say if we take it up to 18, you're not going to see a difference in the video because I'm only recording this video at like 12, maybe 15 frames per second. But it looks like it blows apart faster and falls to the ground a little more naturally. And actually, now that I'm looking at that, maybe I want to make it fall a little bit further to right there. Yeah, that looks better. Okay, I am going to switch my frame rate back to 12 though. And we're going to throw a stop action right here. Stop, open, close parenthesis, and the semicolon. I'm going to copy that. And I'm just going to throw one at the end for now. If we don't need it later on, we can just go in and get rid of it. But whatever. Okay, so there's our explosion. And now because there's that stop action, when we play it, you can see it doesn't look like anything. Okay, so we're going to create a new frame here, and we're going to call it AS for action script. Select that. And basically what we're going to script now is we want this cursor, which is in outline mode. Let's move the explosion outline mode. There we go. This cursor, we want that to replace our current cursor. So regardless of what somebody is using as a cursor, they'll get your cursor when they move over your Flash movie. So the first thing we're going to say is mouse.hide. Open, close parenthesis, semicolon. This hides the user's mouse. If I were to export the movie now, when I roll over the movie, my mouse just disappears, okay? Move out. See, my mouse is up here. Move over. It's gone. That's what that does. So that's the first step, is to get rid of the mouse that the user's using. All right, now what we need to say is talk to that cursor, which is cursor new. Now we need to say on mouse move, I want you to execute this function, open close parenthesis, open close curly bracket. Again, the curly bracket is the button between the P and the slash key right above the enter or return key. Now what we're going to say is cursor new dot underscore visible equals true. The reason that we are saying this is because this cursor is actually, we're going to make it disappear later on, and you're going to see exactly why we put that there in a little bit, but just put it there for now. Now here is what's going to make this essentially stick to where the mouse is supposed to be. We're going to say this dot underscore x equals underscore root dot underscore x mouse semicolon, and do the same thing for both the this dot underscore y equals underscore root dot underscore y mouse semicolon. And to make the whole thing appear a little bit smoother, we're going to say update after event. And if you want to know what update after event does, you can take this and cut it out, export your movie, and try moving the mouse around, and then put it back in and try moving the mouse around again. All right, you can see now we've replaced the mouse with our custom cursor. I've got my regular mouse out here, this mouse in here. Okay. Now that we have replaced the cursor, let's make this explosion happen. But if you think about it, wherever you click the mouse, that's where the explosion is going to happen. So really, this explosion also has to follow the mouse around. So we have to script something similar to what we just scripted for our explosion, as we just did for our cursor. Just we have to somehow hide the explosion. I'll show you how to do that in just a second. But the first thing we're going to do is create a new layer and name it Activate Area. And this is going to be the area that the user will click that will make the mouse explode. I'm just going to come up here to the Polystar tool, go down to Properties, hit Options, and we're going to give the star, let's say 20 sides, and make the star point size 1.5. Let's try 1.5 and see what that looks like. Make sure you switch the style to star. That's part of my problem. There we go. Wonderful. So we've got this little strange, odd-looking star, and we're just going to quick give it this red to black gradient, and I'm just going to save it as a movie clip symbol, and I'm going to call it Activate Area. The reason I'm calling it Activate Area is because it's going to be the area that activates the explosion, okay, triggers the explosion, whatever. Now I'm going to come to the Properties palette, and we need to give this an instance name as well. We're going to give it the instance name of, let's say, Activate. Something simple, all lowercase. So, now what we need to do is make sure this explosion follows the mouse around. We're going to get back to this Activate Area in just a second. I'm going to put the explosion onto a normal fill layer. I just shut off the outline. You can switch the layer to outline by simply clicking that little colored box. Switches the layer to outline or back to being a normal filled layer. Okay, I'm going to give this explosion an instance name of explosion. Just like that. Now I'm going to come up to ActionScript, and we're basically going to copy this entire thing. I'm going to paste it down here. Now, the thing I need to change is I just need to change the instance name to explosion. All right, and hit explosion dot underscore visible equals true. All right, now what we're going to do is make the explosion actually play when the user clicks on this activate area. Let's quick test the movie and just make sure our explosion is in fact following us around. Good, it is. And you can see that it's not playing. Now, what we need to do is, with the explosion, we need to say dot underscore visible equals false. That way, that is hidden, but our other cursor is showing. All right. Now, when we click on this activate area, we're going to make it show again. One thing that you probably noticed there when I exported the movie, the mouse actually moves underneath the activate area, so we got to drop that activate area to the bottom, just like that. And you know what I'm going to do? Whoops. I'm going to select it, and we're going to come over to the properties panel, and we're just going to brighten it up a little bit as well. Yeah, just about 30%. Just kind of nice and wash it out. That way you can see our cursor very well above it. All right. So now what we need to do is create an action for this activate area that will tell Flash when a user clicks it to blow the mouse up to play the explosion. So let's get that set up. So let's come back into the ActionScript palette here. Hit Enter or Return to go to another line. And what we need to say here is activate dot on press, because we could say on release, but I want it to be as soon as the user presses the button. As soon as they press it, bam, it just explodes. So we're going to say on press equals function, open close parenthesis, open close curly bracket. Now here's where we're going to say cursor new dot underscore visible equals false semicolon. So what's going to happen if I were just to export the movie now, when I click on this, the cursor goes away until I move the mouse again. All right, that's good, but not quite what we want. So we're going to come back in here, activate.onPress, okay, cursor new. All right, that's what we want. Now, what we have to do is unhide the explosion and actually play the explosion. So we are going to do two things. We're going to say explosion dot underscore visible equals true semicolon and explosion dot play. And that is going to play the explosion when we press this. You know what, come up here and take this line of code out for a minute. Because now that I'm thinking about it, I think that's going to cause us more problems. We may come back later on and add that again. By the way, that's the cursor new dot underscore visible true bit of code. Just take that out for a second. Let's export this movie. Now we move over here and we click. It blows up and the mouse is gone. Gone for good. Okay, so it's gone for good, which is not a good thing actually, because the user doesn't know how to get it back. So what we need to do is create a way for the user to get it back. Let's do that right now. Create a new layer and let's just rename the layer, and we'll just name this invisible BTN for invisible button. Grab the ellipse tool, just draw a small circle down here and convert it to a button symbol and just call it invis BTN. Double click into the button and just drag the upstate over to the hit state. Whoops. Just drag it over just like that. So it will become truly an invisible button. We're just going to tuck it away in the bottom corner, and if we export the movie, you can see it is as if nothing has changed at all. Now, what we're going to use that invisible button for is we're going to use it for as a platform to apply this next little bit of action we're going to apply. It's just, you know, a quick, simple, kind of no-brainer way to apply this kind of action. So we're going to select that button, and you actually have to click the button, not just the frame. You actually have to make sure you select the button, and I'll show you the difference actually real quick. Here in the Actions palette, if I just select the frame, you can see up here in the top of the Actions palette, it says Actions Frame, whereas if I select the button, Actions Button. It's a completely different thing, and a lot of people get tripped up when it comes to that, because if you select the frame, it looks like you selected the button. But when you go to apply actions, let's just say I say on press stop. If I check the script, it's going to say I've got errors. And the errors are I'm using button code on something that's not a button, because I'm applying actions directly to that frame when I should be applying to that button. Okay, so let's get back to what we were working on. We're going to say on key press. We're going to scroll down to key press space and hit enter. There we go. Open curly bracket, closed curly bracket. Now here's what we're going to say. Cursor new dot underscore visible equals true. And if I got it right, now we can blow the mouse up, hit spacebar, and the cursor comes back. Blow it up again, and it'll come back. And why is it doing that? Oh, yes. All right, one thing we have to quickly correct here in the explosion layer. I had actually mentioned earlier, we may have to take this stop action away. And we don't actually have to take it away. All we're going to do is change the stop to a capital S and put go to and in front of it. And we're going to put a 1 there. So basically what I just typed was go to capital A for and, capital S for stop, open parenthesis, 1, close parenthesis, semicolon. And what that's saying is go to and play frame 1. Now we shouldn't have any problems. Okay. We do have a small problem. Okay, it's a relatively simple fix. All we have to do, grab this action script frame, bump it out one, grab all of these frames and bump them out one as well. Now, click, explodes, goes away, spacebar, get the mouse back, click it, explodes again, spacebar, get the mouse back, there we go. Okay, a little bit of troubleshooting there, but it's all good, that works now. Okay, so the spacebar now brings our cursor back. The problem is, you and I know that, but whoever out there on the web who's going to be using our Flash movie, they don't know that. So we're going to create some dynamic text here to tell the user what they have to do to get their mouse back. Come up here, grab the text tool, set the color to black, and we're going to drag out a nice big text field here. It's actually a little on the small side because I'm not zoomed in. Whoops. You know what? Before we do that, let's delete that text field, something kind of semi-critical I forgot to tell you. We ought to put this on a new layer. Call it dynamic text. There we go. Now grab the text tool. Drag out a text field. Just like that. We are going to... Okay, well, I thought we were going to. There we go. Come down here to properties and switch that to dynamic text. We're going to make the size, let's try 20, and we'll set it as bold to start. And a dynamic text field, you don't have to put anything in the text. We're going to use ActionScript to do that. We're going to give this dynamic text field a instance name of press space. And that third S after the two S's on the end of press, the S that begins space is capitalized. So it's press space with a capital S. All right, this is very simple getting text into this text field. All we have to say is press space dot text equals, make sure you put double quotes, and we'll just say press space bar to get your mouse back. There we go. Exclamation, close the parentheses, and semicolon. Now, when we export this movie, you can see press spacebar to get your mouse back. Perfect. The only problem is our mouse is here, so we don't really want it to say that the whole time. We want that to come up when the user blows the mouse up. So, that's actually pretty simple to do. We just need to add three little bits of code. I think it's three. One of which is going to go right here. It's going to say press space dot underscore visible equals false. So just by default, this field of dynamic text is going to disappear. Now on press, we want that field to appear. So I'm going to copy this line of code right here. I'm going to paste it into here. Press space dot underscore visible equals false. And I'm going to change that to true. Now, one other place I need to make press space dot underscore visible equal false. I'm just going to copy that because I know I need it here on my button. When we press space, the new cursor really comes back, and that bit of dynamic text that tells us to press the space bar will go away. So you can see that the dynamic text is not there. We're going to press it. It says press space bar to get your mouse back. When I press space bar, I get my mouse back, and the dynamic text goes away. Wonderful. The last thing I want to do is just create another layer here, and we're just going to say dynam text again. Draw another dynamic text field right there. Grab properties. We're going to make this dynamic text a little smaller. Let's make it 16. And we are going to shift the text field down if it allows me here. Okay. There we go, just like that. And we're going to give this the instance name of, let's just say, instruct txt. And the txt, all three letters are capitalized there. Let's go back to the ActionScript layer, F9, bring up the actions palette. And here we're going to say instruct txt dot text. Equal press the red area to blow up your mouse! Exclamation mark. Close off the statement with those double quotes and a semicolon as always at the end of the line. Close up the actions palette. And I need to make the text a little bit smaller. It doesn't quite all fit in that text field. Let's size this down to, let's go down to 10 and get rid of the bold. There we go. Press the red area to blow up your mouse. One other thing I want to do with that is set it to center alignment. There we go. Okay, press the red area to blow up your mouse. Press it. Press spacebar to get your mouse back. Press spacebar. My mouse comes back. And that's it. There you go. So we've learned how to switch out a mouse, how to do a little bit more than switching out a mouse, and even a little bit about dynamic text. So I hope you've learned something here with this video, and I hope you go check the site out. That is www.tutvid.com. www.dynamictext.com. Thank you very much for watching.